On this day, 13th November, 1970. Ulster 71 controversy. The Stormont government was accused in the House of Commons yesterday of earmarking £800,000 of public money for a Unionist Party celebration next week. Mr. Herbert Kirk, Minister of Finance, moved a supplementary estimate of £109,000 for advance expenditure on the Ulster 71 project, and Mr. Gerry Fitt, leader of the SDLP opposition, said the total involved was £800,000. The £109,000 will do for a weekend, and the money was used to celebrate 50 years of Unionist government. The Unionist Party, Mr. Fitt said, was entitled to celebrate in its own right because it had dominated the political scene for so long, but many people bitterly opposed to the party were being asked to approve the expenditure of public money on a Unionist celebration. Mr. Ivan Cooper, SDLP, said if the government wanted to present a better image of NI, they should get on with giving equal rights and opportunities to all the people. Mr. James O'Reilly, Nationalist, said the money should be spent on the creation of new industries in depressed areas. And Mr. Austin Curry, SDLP, said his reservations about the Ulster 71 project were increased when he saw that Mr. John Brooke, a leading Unionist right-winger, would be in charge. Meanwhile, Reverend Ian Paisley, Protestant Unionist, who abstained, said that he would not give a blank cheque to the government if they were not prepared to state clearly the origin and the birthright of NI, warts and all, during Ulster 71. The estimate was approved by 22 votes to 6, with Mr. Vivian Simpson, NI Labour Party, voting with the government. Mr. Kirk said the proposed expenditure for Ulster 71 was a massive investment in the future and a great act of faith by the government. Street violence, symptom of failure. Insofar as violence has erupted in the streets of Northern Ireland, it is a symptom of failure and a monument to our inadequacies as a community. So declared Dr. Norman Gibson, Professor of Economics at the new university, Coleraine. At the heart of the Northern problem, there was a political conflict, he went on. There is fundamental disagreement over policy, and even more basic, over the very existence of Northern Ireland. Political conflict could scarcely be more divisive than this. This political conflict has been so destructive that it has infected, distorted, and corrupted economic, social, cultural, religious, and personal life. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, the launch of Ulster 71 with its jarring jingle, Come and Join in the Fun, coincided with the introduction of internment by Brian Faulkner's Unionist government and major violence on the streets. Predictably, the event was boycotted by nationalists